WeeB 108, Connecticut's best music variety, Storm and Norman. And joining me this morning is Rick Mola, getting ready for the big WeeB 108 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. Rick is the owner of Fisherman's World in East Norwalk, Connecticut. Morning, Rick. Where exactly are you guys?
It's 24 Point Street. Two words, F-O-R-T-P-O-I-N-T, 24 Point. Across the street from Liberty Square, in between Liberty Square and Veterans Park.
It's perfect location. I mean, you got the sound right there. You've got the harbor.
And we have the launching ramps.
The launching ramps are right across next to the drawbridge and also at Vets Park. And plus the Norwalk Island chains. And that's where some pretty good fishing is. I think in your neck of the woods in Norwalk and that whole general area, are there bluefish available for the big weekend?
Yeah, this year there have been, thank goodness. But just a little history. Back in the 80s and 90s, Norwalk was the hot spot. We had more winners in this area. And then it switched, around, late 90s to City Island area. Most of the, and, why is this? Because the bait was in those locations. So City Island was good for a good decade or more. Now, lately it's been the Old Saybrook, Connecticut River area. But one thing's for sure in fishing, nothing's for sure. So it could be anywhere this year. There's plenty of bait in the Norwalk area, as there is in the Old Saybrook area, and also Bridgeport, Black Rock Harbor, where Captain's Cove is. And then it's been excellent blue fishing, thank goodness. Middle Ground, which is called Stratford Shoals. And then Norwalk here the last few days, it's been 28C. So bluefish are in this year. We're expecting some winters again.
And what do you, somebody coming in to visit you at Fisherman's World, if somebody's walking in and say, hey, you know what? Want to register, want to sign up for the bluefish. You're a weigh station so people can come in there and weigh their fish. But what is it that you they're using for bait nowadays? Is it just like a little worm on a hook, or how's that work?
Well, there's different methods. I mean, for blue fishing, you could jig, which is diamond jig, and you could trawl, you could cast, or you can use bait. The most popular method for the large fish in our Norwalk area is fresh bunker or live bunker. The number two would be frozen mackerel. And then there's other baits, live eels. You could use porgies, which is a fish on the bottom locally. You catch with a sandworm or a clam. You could use those alive or cut in half. But what we do at Fisherman's World, and I'm sure the other shops do also, we try to put you near the fish where the latest catches have been, and we teach you the methods. There's different methods, fishing shallow water, deep water, different sinkers. Of course, you need wire leaders because bluefish have the sharpest teeth. There's only two fish that bite out of water that will see you out of water. Excuse me. It's sharks and bluefish. So watch out. They have the sharpest teeth. So you need wire leaders to fish with the bait, and you want to keep your hands away from those teeth.
You were born and raised in Norwalk like I was. And how many years have you actually been out there on the Sound? You probably saw when you couldn't even see your hand in front of you when it was so filthy, dirty years ago. How many years have you been out there fishing?
Too many years. I hate to date myself, but 50 years, I would say. And actually, the water was cleaner back then than it is nowadays. So, but we've seen so much. When I was very young, 7 or 8 years old, I remember my dad waking me up. He had a 7-pound bluefish, which was extremely large back in the late 60s. And then they started growing. Every year they get larger and larger. Until the late 80s, we had fish. One year we weighed 8 fish over 24 pounds, which is tremendous. We haven't seen that since those days. Now, a big fish would be, an extra large fish would be 16 to 18, 19 pounds.
And where do these things come from? I mean, do they enter the Sound somewhere, or are they just naturally available in Long Island Sound?
Well, they live out in the ocean. In the winter, they're in the continental shelf, and they go south. They migrate south. So we have that migration again in the spring. So they'll come in the end end of April, beginning of May, and they're in the middle of Long Island Sound. They actually spawn in Long Island Sound. And you've probably heard of Snapper Blues.
It's a great Eric Clapton song.
So the Snapper Blues are born here in Long Island Sound, as they are from North Carolina right up to Cape Cod. And they seem to come back year after year. If we have a bad bluefish year, which we've had a few lately, it's because of commercial fishing offshore in the ocean. And there's commercial bunker boats, which we banned, actually wrote the bill out of Fisherman's World with the old soundkeeper, Terry Backer. And the large 200-foot vessels, bunker boats, have been banned from the sound. But in the ocean, they use tenders. They surround them with large nets, and they use a vacuum. It's like a large hose, and they vacuum the bunker, which is bait, into the ships. But they also get bycatch, which is a lot of bluefish. So when they're doing that, they're also depleting the bluefish population also. That's when we have lousy fishing, when they've been overfished commercially.
What is that saying there? A good day of fishing is better than a bad. How's that going?
There's nothing truer. A bad day of fishing is better than a good day at work. But that is the same.
I grew up along with you in Norwalk pretty much at the exact same time. And I can remember being at a calf pasture and going out into the sound and seeing these things. And it's like, wow, what are horseshoe crabs? Are they very unique to our area, horseshoe crabs in the Long Island Sound?
No, they've been here. I mean, biologists tell you in history, they've been here since a dinosaur. They've lasted, horseshoe crabs, but they're here. It's a good time to get out there in this tournament. I mean, we have people that actually take their vacation for the Bluefish tournament. I mean, it's a great time for family to get together, friends. People plan, as they say, vacations around it. And after 4 or 5 months of isolation, it's great to get out in the fresh. It's no place safer than getting out in fresh air. Sunlight, vitamin D helps keep the virus away.
And Rick, for Fisherman's World in Norwalk, you've got everything available right there at your store for anybody who would like to go out and do fishing on the 29th and 30th, plus your registration and your away station. What's the difference with the away station? I hear there's some difference this year.
Well, away station, you have to have your scales calibrated, and we're all synchronized, so we have the same weights. Because we're dealing with 0.00 one hundredth of an ounce, so it gets down to that. We've been beaten out by first place, I'm sure everybody has, by two-tenths of an ounce. So, you know, it's very competitive. And being a weigh-in station, of course, you have to have integrity. And you fill out tags. We tag the fish right at tail when they come in. And WICC. And Jill, well, thank God Jill's back.
Yeah, Jill Dotlow, she's been part of the tournament forever.
And she was gone for 10 years, and she's back, and we feel good about it because she's very professional, and she's tenacious. She takes care of everything, and it's just a good feeling to have her back.
Well, it sounds like, you know, you have, you know, pretty much for the past, I'm going to take a guess here. This is about our 37th year. The Weeby 108 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. And you've been there since day one. Rick Mola from Fisherman's World. Has it changed over the years? Or is it just a good old day of fishing with a rod and a reel?
It's a good old day of fishing. It's a good weekend of fishing. It starts Saturday morning, 12 a.m. Friday night. And it doesn't end until 5 p.m. Sunday. So this is a unique year. We get to close at 10 p.m. and reopen at 6 a.m., where the other 37, 38 years, we opened Friday morning at 7 a.m. We did not close until 5:30 p.m. on a Sunday. So all the shops had to maintain a crew 24 hours a day. until the contest was up at 5 p.m. on Sunday. So we're getting a break this year. We actually get to sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Isn't that nice? And what happens, Rick, if, you know, is the weather play any factor? If it's raining, if it's nice, is it too hot? Does it matter?
Well, the fishing's even better if it's overcast, rainy, and, you know, not hot and sunny. But, you know, people, fishermen, these guys are working all week or they're having their family out. They really don't want to fish in the rain nowadays. It's a little different than maybe 40 or 50 years ago. And remember this, Norman, 40 years ago, I should say, not 50. There was bluefishing was big time. That was big game, striped bass bluefish. Now people have diversified. So there's a lot of people that tuna fish offshore, going to Montauk, Block Island, Cape Cod. So there's other fisheries now where back, like I said, 35 years ago, approximately, bluefish was it. So now people have expanded out. But we still have a large participation. And sometimes this contest is caught off the shore. You don't always have to be in the boat. You can catch them off the shore also. And one thing I'd like to add, I mean, at Fisherman's World and your other tackle shops, when you come in to register, we're going to help you out. We're going to tell you what tactic you use in deep water, shallow water, what bait's been working. Well, it's going to be bunker, but where to bring this bunker. So your shops are there instrumental to help the fishermen. It's only good for us because you're advertising for the shop. It's only not only competitive for the angler, the fisherman, for the tournament, but then the shops kind of, it's a little bit, we have a port prize. We actually, our shop and other shops add an additional port prize. So it's not competition among shops, but of course all the shops want to win.
Now that the pandemic and the whole thing, people are actually, I heard, have been buying boats more and more, and it's becoming a very popular thing because of the sound where we live. Have you noticed any new faces coming into Fisherman's World in Norwalk?
Absolutely. It's a resurgence in our sport. When back in the 80s, 90s, fishing was the number one growing sport in America. And then, I guess, I don't know, many, many factors why it started to lose interest. When we were young, Norman, all young people fished, majority fished. Now, very few, but this year we've seen so many parents bringing their children in. We've outfitted so many new people fishing in our area. So it's kind of exciting for our industry where we were losing it. And, you know, we don't know why, computers, whatever. They weren't fishing as hard. And we didn't see many young people under 30. Now it's back as it was. Families are fishing. The young are out there fishing. It's refreshing to see the young fish again.
It's not like you can use your Wii from the Nintendo like 10 years ago and go fishing on your TV set.
People are sick of being in their house. That lockdown is not fun, as we all know. So getting out in the boat is, you know, it's healthy. It's just nice to be out and in the fresh air, as I said prior. It's fun to compete. You're representing your own towns also. So, of course, Norwalkers want to win, and Old Saybrookers want to win, and the guys in the Bronx, City Island, they want to win. So very competitive in a fun kind of way.
That's really cool, and I think people just want to come now and meet Rick Mola of Fisherman's World. He's been there forever. Fisherman's World has been there forever, and they've also been part of the Weeby 108 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth forever. A registration station, a way station, and a friend of our station, and of course WICC too. Rick Mola of Fisherman's World. Rick and his staff there will know exactly what you're talking about. So if you want to stop in and say hi and get yourself ready for this big contest, which it is, it's a great contest. Is it more skill or more luck, Rick?
It's both. It's a combination of both, Norman. I mean, you need some skill to get luck. So, but anything can happen. We've seen people win that really hadn't fished much. So you never know with fishing. You know, if you know how to fish, it's not bad at all.
It's great being able to grow up in Norwalk and see the Molin name everywhere, and to see that you you guys and your family have been you know, doing this for so long. Rick Mola, appreciate you being on Weeby 108 this morning, and a big part of our Weeby 108 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. It's coming up, and you can stop by and say hi to Rick. Website name is?
Fishermansworld.net.
Pretty easy. Maybe it's just as easy as fishing will be for everybody. Rick Mola, thank you.
Thank you, Norman.